suspected Palestinian gunman opened fire in South Jerusalem today, wounding 4 people, at least one of them critically, before being shot and killed by an Israeli soldier. This latest violence in Jerusalem occurred as Israel continued its offensive in the West Bank, maintaining a stranglehold on several Palestinian-controlled cities. It's the most sweeping assault since the creation of the Palestinian Authority 7 years ago. Israel's Foreign Minister Shimon Peres is here in Washington today to discuss the Israeli action with senior Bush administration officials. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
All day yesterday in the biblical town of Bethlehem and nearby Beit Jala, residents dodged fire from Israeli tanks and ground troops to attend funerals. The 19-year-old victim at this ceremony was killed by Israeli fire as he stood outside the Church of the Nativity, the traditional site of Jesus' birth. It was apparently a stray bullet. One woman was struck as she dodged into a store to buy milk for her children, and others while they were inside their homes. In past months, many in these largely Christian towns have rallied against Palestinian gunmen who've hidden among winding stone streets to shoot at a nearby Jewish settlement. But resident Marina Barham says this latest Israeli assault has turned public opinion.
To tell you the truth, people around here feel that the Palestinian people who have arms should try and defend the land and defend Bethlehem. I mean, I can't believe that everybody is watching Bethlehem, the most holy city in the whole world, being attacked and being invaded and occupied again, and nobody is moving or saying anything about it.
Intense clashes continued through the day in Bethlehem and elsewhere as Palestinian militants sniped at the new Israeli positions in their midst. Israeli officials say they'll pull out if the Palestinian Authority arrests and hands over those who assassinated Israel's tourism minister last week. But Palestinians refused the demand. They have outlawed the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, which claimed responsibility for the killing, and they've arrested some 20 militants. But Israeli officials note many detained are later routinely released. Israeli political analyst Reuven Hazan says Israel's broad offensive is justified.
Israel now is on the verge of declaring the Palestinian Authority an autonomous area that harbors, fosters, and advances terrorism, and the only way we can defend ourselves is if we turn around and hunt them down.
Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat sees another motive in Israel's action to forestall any movement toward diplomacy.
What worries me really is that we have done everything possible. We've been in touch with them. The Israeli side calling for to resume negotiations unconditional, to resume the security contacts. But the only thing that we see on the ground is more tanks, more bombardment, more killing fields in the West Bank and Gaza by the actions of the Israeli army.
Meantime, Israel's sweeping incursions threaten a coalition crisis for Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Some left-wing Labor Party members complain Sharon misled them about the extent of the army's action, and they're threatening to quit the government. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.